I waited for the dog's thick cock to unknot from my ass and slowly came down from another orgasm. I opened my eyes and stared across the kitchen floor. In the living room, someone was fucking my youngest daughter on the couch, but I couldn't quite make out who it was. Sliding my face across the slick of spit and cum on the linoleum, I tried to get a better look, but the little whore kept thrashing around. Didn't look like her father, at least not from this angle. Probably one of his friends. Now, I started wondering where my husband might have gotten off to. And was our back porch light on? He's probably out there selling tickets to the neighbors. I turned, and a rain of piss spattered across my face. Another of his friends. In the study, my middle daughter was putting on some sort of slit-licking show with a young lady I had not yet been introduced to, much to the delight of the boys. A second stream hit my face, followed by a third. The bathroom was apparently occupied, so someone had announced that the kitchen floor was now the place to piss. A dripping dick was wiped dry in my hair, then slipped into my mouth. Goodness. Maybe I should start from the beginning. A week ago, I was sitting at the kitchen table reading a trashy romance novel and waiting for my eldest daughter to get home from her date when my cell phone rang. "Jessica," it said. I glanced at the kitchen clock. Calling a half hour before she's supposed to be home, this better be good. I clicked open the phone, careful not to knock over my cup of coffee. I answered in a whisper, trying not to wake my husband or my middle daughter, who were napping in the television room. "Hello, Jessica." All I could hear was heavy breathing and a wet, rhythmic slapping sound, and what sounded like the suction of lips. "Hello? This is Suzanne." I heard a male voice. "Get off that dick and ask your mommy, bitch." Interesting. I felt my hand slip inside my bathrobe and run across my nipples. Fuck. Mommy, can I? Fuck. Mommy, can I? Oh, fuck, God, fuck. Oh, fuck, mommy, can I? My clit started to tingle, and I ran a hand down my stomach to nestle it in my quickly warming cunt. I heard the phone move on the other line. "Sorry about that. Your daughter has a one-tracked mind. This is Jeremy, your daughter's boyfriend." I didn't know of anyone named Jeremy. He sounded like an adult, not the sort to be taking a 14-year-old out on a date. I couldn't think of what to say. "All right. Is your daughter making too much noise, Suzanne?" "Mike, put something in her mouth." I eased my fingers across my pussy, feeling my lips getting wet at the sound of his voice, sliding hot membranes between my knuckles. "No problem, Jeremy. What can I do for you?" "Oh, your daughter was going to ask you about something. She insisted that we call about staying out late." Sparing a glance at the door to the television room and finding it empty, I spread my legs and let my bathroom fall open. I began to flick at my hungry cunt, suddenly thankful that I hadn't worn panties tonight. "It was nice of you to have her call, Jeremy. Does my daughter want to stay out a little late tonight?"
"Oh, yes. She said that she had to call if she wanted to stay and get fucked some more."
"Yes, Jeremy. My daughter can stay out, as long as she calls."
"Well, we'll be sure that she gets home by morning." "Oh, she had another question. Jessica, what were you going to ask your mommy?"
I heard a shift again, and I tucked my phone under my ear so that I could use both hands on my throbbing hole.
Oh, mommy. Oh, fuck. Mommy, can Jeremy... Oh, fuck. Can Jeremy fuck my ass, mommy?
I could hear laughter and the phone being passed. I started slapping at my clip, rubbing three fingers across my overheating pussy. "Hi again, Susan. Look, I told your whore daughter that this was really her dad's decision and all, but I guess she wanted to ask you first." "Very understandable, Jeremy.
Do you think you ought to go get your husband, Suzanne? Or can you tell me to fuck your daughter's little asshole?
I'm sure that it would be all right with him, Jeremy.
The thing is, we're running out of condoms, and your daughter can only swallow so much cum. There are a lot of guys here.
I used two fingers inside myself and had to bite down on my lower lip to keep from crying out.
I see. That does sound like a problem, Jeremy. Now, your daughter says that she doesn't want to get pregnant, but at this rate, she's probably going to unless I open up that virgin ass of hers. You can see the predicament we're in.
I started slapping my clit harder.
That is quite a predicament, Jeremy. To be perfectly honest, Suzanne, not all of the guys here have even been wearing rubbers to begin with. But your daughter was pretty damn preoccupied, and it didn't seem worth mentioning to her. That little slut of yours is remarkably good at taking a good, hard fucking.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, at first it was mostly a good, hard raping, but once she got into it, she put these other girls to shame. The thought that little cunt of hers was trying to jerk me off inside her, to be honest. I stuffed a third finger inside and tried to bite back a moan.
She's a very good girl, Jeremy.
Probably takes after her mommy, Suzanne. Now, do you want to tell me to fuck your daughter's tiny ass?
Yes.
Then say it.
Jeremy,
Have you seen her ass, Suzanne? I mean, her butt cheeks are lovely, toned and tanned and tight. But have you ever just peeled her knees back and gazed at her fuck holes? Oh, her little shit pipe is fantastic. This pink, itty-bitty little asshole. You can slip your finger right in and it just clamps down around it. Just like that. I heard her soft cry from the other end of the line, and I sucked in a mouthful of breath. I mashed four fingers into myself and drummed on my clit with the thumb as my other hand slapped down on my nipple. Oh, that's Donovan fucking your baby girl right now. Christ, I'm surprised she can feel anything else with that python turning her little cunt inside out. But I suppose she must have had a very sensitive sphincter. I've only got two fingers in her now.
Jeremy,
Fuck, you should feel her push back against me. You would think she was trying to get another finger in there.
I went for my nut. I couldn't help it. This was a dream come true. I flicked my hand back and forth, seeing my lips part around my hand, and then moaned out a long orgasm as I jiggled my clit between fingers. A wet spray dribbled from my knuckles, and I rode through.
Fuck, oh, Jeremy.
I understand, Suzanne. She really needs to ask her father's permission. I idly ran slick fingers through my bright pink pussy lips, feeling my thighs quiver. The kitchen chair was soaking wet. I hadn't come like that in ages.
Yes, Jeremy. Yes, she does.
Well, I'm afraid that I can't have her call his phone right now. Your little fuck socket of a daughter is stuffed at both ends. She's got a mouthful of pussy right now, if you believe that.
I pulled at my hair, trying to stand on shaking legs. If you don't mind then, Jeremy, I'll just get him.
That would be fantastic, Suzanne. Do you still have a finger in your pussy?
Yes. Yes, I do, Jeremy.
Make sure that you have your finger in your pussy when you talk to your husband. Husbands like that sort of thing.
I made my way into the television room, where my husband was lying on the couch with our middle child, Denise, with their heads toward the kitchen. She was straddled across him with her head on his chest and had her little nightie on, the short, silky one that her uncle had gotten her for Christmas. Seeing that they were both asleep, I didn't even bother to close my robe. Still hearing the sounds of my daughter Jessica being fucked at both ends, I tried to whisper,
"Dominic, the phone is for you."
My husband opened his eyes, glancing up and down my naked form.
His eyes gravitated to my fingers, enmeshed in my glistening cunt. Jeremy spoke. While we men talk, you suck him off. Without thinking, I passed the phone to Dominic, and then shifted down the length of his body to pull out his cock. I was surprised to discover that it was already out. Semi-hard, thick as my wrist, and flopped against his thigh with a thin glaze of slime along it. His bathrobe was open from the waist down, and his dick smelled like fresh pussy. As I popped the head of his cock into my mouth, tasting this musky odor, and began rolling his balls in my hand, I ran my other hand across his muscular side and glanced up. My daughter Snatch yawned at me, her panties nowhere to be seen.
Hello? Yes, this is Jessica's father.
A wicked thrill ran through me as, on my knees before the couch, I slid my hand across my daughter's ass. I felt her tighten under my hand, and I ran a thumb into the wet and well-used cleft of her cunt. Dom's cock bobbed in my mouth, getting harder. It's nice to speak with you, Jeremy. Would you be so kind as to put my daughter on? His dick filled my mouth, and I started running both hands over Denise's ass. In a moment, Dom's free hand joined mine. He peeled her ass cheek back, and a line of cum began to leak from her abused pussy. She grew hotter and hotter. Yes, honey, this is your daddy. Are you getting fucked right now, sweetheart? Denise started to moan, rubbing her clit into her father's stomach. His fingers probed deeper, and I could feel that swell of his cock head pressing against my throat as I flicked my tongue back and forth across the underside of his dick. Well, do you want Jeremy to fuck your ass, baby? I felt tiny, timid fingers brushing against my leg, moving upward, searching for pussy. Denise, still pretending to be asleep. Releasing my husband's cock with a wet pop, I guided the tip of his throbbing shaft to her still leaking hole, and then pulled at her hand. I pressed her little digits against my burning cunt with my left hand, then wrapped my right around the intersection of incestuous flesh. I whispered, "Do like mommy does, sweetheart." Well, you tell them that, sweetheart. Say, I want you to fuck my ass. I was amazed at how easily Dom's huge cock slipped into Denise. Well, say, please, Daddy, let them fuck my ass. I wrapped my fingers around Dom's member, feeling Denise's immature little pussy stretch around his girth. As I suspected, she could only take the first 3 inches. Then, with her little, inexpert fingers diddling my cunt, I felt Denise start pushing back against her daddy's dick. Again, say, please, Daddy, let them fuck my ass. Encircling their union, I began to flick at Denise's baby clit with my finger and thumb. Her reaction was immediate, and her father slipped another half inch inside. Okay, good girl. You say, my daddy says that you can fuck my ass. Still on my knees, at the edge of the couch, I slipped my head down and began to run my tongue along Denise's hairless hole. Now you say please, young lady. Say, please will you fuck my ass with your big nigger dick? She bolted up at that, now riding her father cowgirl style as he slipped further in. I pressed against her lower body, lapping at her clit. Her fingers shifted from my cunt to my head, pulling at my hair. I heard wailing over the line, and then it got soft again. Well, hello, Jeremy. Well, yes, I'm glad to hear that. Drop her off any time, of course. Sunday would be fine, yes. My wife? She's right here. As my husband pressed the phone between his lower stomach and my ear, he turned his head and whistled.
Suzanne, this is Jeremy again. I take it your mouth is full?
Mm-hmm.
An all too common occurrence amongst the whores in your family.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the dog's nose press against my pussy. Then my hot cunt lips began to part under his tongue. I'm going to pick you up on Sunday when I drop your daughter off at the house, dressed to get fucked. As I squirmed against the dog's assault, I realized that Denise had taken the entirety of her father's cock. The root of his fuckstick was buried in her wide split pussy, and she was rocking back and forth as I sucked on her tiny diamond-hard clit. "Your filthy slut of a daughter tells me that you like to show off your pussy. Well, you're going to have a very good time with me." Dom patted my ass, and the dog began to climb up onto me. His dick struck once, and then twice against my upper legs. Finally, with a grunt, I reached back and guided him in. "When your mouth is less full, tell your husband that I like to share with my friends. I consider him a friend now. I'll be sending over one or two little girls to look after him while his wife is out on the town and his eldest is recuperating from all this filmmaking." I braced as the dog's cock buried itself into me, trying to suck an orgasm out of Denise. It worked. "Have a nice evening, Suzanne. See you Sunday." What could I say?